scams and spams. We have some warnings now from the Better Business Bureau, courtesy of their president and CEO, Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. As if drivers don't have enough problems with construction, now you got to be on the lookout for a phony message from the tollway people. Tell us about this.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, the Illinois Tollway is being hacked. Scammers are using their name and saying that they're from the tollway, that you missed a toll, you owe money, and you got to click on the link or pay the fee, or you get arrested or go to jail, whatever it may be. It's a typical phishing scam. It's not coming from the tollway. That they're not threatening you like that. They don't do that. It's best to go to the website directly of the tollway or call them up on the number that you get obtained. But anybody saying those text messages, something's wrong, or we need your social security number, your account number, your password, that's the tip off to rip off, Bob.
And what's going on with this scam where I guess the target would be people who are buying cars or trucks or heavy equipment online? What do we need to watch out for there?
Yeah, we're seeing an increase, Bob, at the Better Business Bureau from both consumers and businesses to really a surge in imposter scams. Really, these are people saying that they are dealers or they have vehicles, and sometimes they're saying they even have heavy equipment. Since 2002, we received over 200 reports from victims who encountered this scam, you know, really masquerading as a reputable seller. So be very careful when buying online. Make sure you're dealing with a dealer that you know and trust, and it's a site that you have done business with in the past or have done some research on them, because they can make these sites look legitimate, Bob, just like they just copy and paste from the legitimate site, so that's why they look so good.
Yeah, I got something that looked legitimate. I know a lot of people get this message that supposedly is from Norton LifeLock Security or one of these other companies that supposedly protects your computer, but they're not interested in helping you, are they? Not these people who are sending these messages.
Not at all. They're imposters who are saying that they are the company. They're not, actually. So it's not those companies you mentioned. It's just imposters saying that they are. And they're basically sending these emails out saying that your card will be charged today. If you don't want it, call us. And that's the trick. And then they call you, okay, what's your account number, Bob? And then you give it to them. We'll credit your account. They're not going to credit it. They're going to steal that information and use it for some purchases. So again, these imposter scams are increasing. So look at the emails that came in. The one that you share with me, Bob, is actually coming from a .edu.pe. It would be coming from Norton itself directly with the Norton name. But it's best to call the company itself or go to the website itself directly instead of don't click on these links because it could do damage to not only your computer but also your phone as well as your tablet.
Yeah, check that return email address. The email a lot of people are getting from the Social Security folks, that is fake, isn't it? Tell us about this one.
Yeah, the Inspector General of the Social Security Administration put out a warning a few weeks ago. It's this, they call it a security update tool. So consumers are getting allegedly some emails from the Social Security, which appears to be from them, including a download a utility tool. And that is what contains spam and malware. You never want to download something that somebody just sent you out of the blue. It's very dangerous because you can lock your computer, hold it ransom, or put malware spam and go through your financials and banking. So the Social Security Administration is saying it's not their notice. It's not coming from them. And always government agencies always have .gov as part of their official email address. That's so important, as we just talked about, especially the government ones. They have .gov. But again, it's best to call them. Don't click on those links and don't click on those phishing emails. It's getting to a point we can't keep up with these. Every day it seems to be a new agency is being targeted. And again, it's not the agency. It's somebody saying they are the agency, which are imposters, Bob.
And you got to watch out for folks knocking on your door who want to help with storm damage repair. You still getting a lot of complaints on that?
Yeah, we had a storm again last night and did one last week. So it's a perennial problem. It always happens around spring. So the spring scams we call in full bloom, Bob. The door-to-door online scammers are ones that are capitalizing on these types of scams. Again, there's our legitimate companies going door-to-door, but you still have to do the research. So in essence, Bob, you never do business with somebody who walks up to your door because you got to get two or three bids. So be careful with what they promise you. They go on your roof, they're going to look and see if you can get a free roof from your insurance company. They might damage it to make it look like it's a hail damage, and insurance fraud then would take place. So be very careful and on high pressure, you know, upfront fees, and don't pay with cash. And, you know, really check them out with the Better Business Bureau. If you see a scam, report it to our scam tracker, BBB.org.
Steve Burness, thanks for the warnings. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob.